survive. Living in their cars, they're barely alive. Might as well be on Mars, maybe they'll thrive. No jobs, no hope, bad state of mind. No love, no chance to ever find. Just trying to survive.
And drifted back to sleep. every night my dreams seem callous to you, please remember my bed's a library just fall asleep and let me dream them.
Hey everyone.
Hey.
Sorry we're a bit late this morning.
Us.
It's a little early for us, and we're not quite used to making this adjustment yet.
Yeah, we're trying to, you know, we're working hard, early working.
Wait.
We just gotta get used to the time difference.
Elliot's mic isn't on.
Oh.
Come over here.
Wait,
come over here, Elliot.
Oh, okay.
Before we play the first song.
I was just saying, I used to the time difference.
Gotta use the time difference. You probably heard her muttering in the background.
Yeah.
It's just that like her mic isn't on. We didn't have time.
Yeah.
Change the board. Is there like a formal name for this DJ board thing?
DJ board?
This.
No, I'm calling it the DJ board.
Okay, the DJ board.
Or at least, I mean, I'm assuming that there is a more official name. It's just I wouldn't know it, you know.
Wouldn't know it. All right, we're gonna get set up a little bit, so that we're more prepared for y'all.
We can play a first song.
We'll play a first song. How about that?
See you guys soon.
See ya. We got Elia's mic up and running.
You all could hear me? Call in if you can't.
Testing, testing.
I wonder how many people are listening right now.
I don't know, because we used to be able to access the stats.
I know. Now they don't have that accessible.
For our audience, but...
Probably something we could find. We're not too, we got big brains.
They wanted us going in blind.
Yeah.
They didn't want us.
They don't want anybody to know that nobody's listening. Oh, they still haven't.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, that's a process.
Yeah,
we'll get that ready for you next time.
I'm sure you guys want to know how many other people are listening along with you. Yeah. Unless it's just the rats and the birds. When they're learning English.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah, if the rats and the birds were turning on our radio show.
That'd be exciting.
I'd be pretty happy. Nature is healing.
Yay.
You know when people say that. Anyway. Sophia's going to LA tonight.
Oh my goodness.
Is that too much personal information? Gracious. Yes, LA's huge. No one's going to be able to
no
find you.
No one's going to be able to track me.
Yeah.
Or identify what flight I'm on.
What?
But yeah, I am going this weekend. And I'm going to one day of a music festival. And it's going to be really awesome. I wish I could go more days than one day.
She's going to bring back all this awesome music.
But duty calls. Duty as in... I have commitments here.
And also, I'm assuming a 3-day ticket would have been expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense, you know. I'm going to a concert tonight. I'm very excited. Anyone going to Maud Latour?
Anyone? Call in.
Anyone? I'm really excited. I've been... This is one of my good friends who, from home, we used to do a music swap where every month or so, maybe a little longer, we would send each other 5 songs that we really liked at the time, and then we would each do it. So she would send me her 5 songs, I would send her mine, and it was really cute, and it also made me find a lot of nice music that I probably wouldn't have listened to otherwise. And this woman, Maud Latour, is one of those people that she sent me back in 2021, maybe 2020. Fun fact about Maud Latour. I don't think it's bad for me to share personal information about her because she's vaguely famous, is that she goes to Columbia, or maybe went to Columbia, just graduated, and my friend met her once.
Wow.
Or a friend of a friend, was, doing campaigning with her or something random. And, yeah, so she's met her, and she's really, seems kind of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Go, Elliot. Okay. That was a nice origin story. And now, have you ever seen her live before?
No. I haven't been to a concert in, I actually don't know the last time I went to.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, dude, that's what was missing during COVID.
And I also, I didn't really go to COVIDs before either, just because...
You mean to concerts?
Oh, yeah. What'd I say?
I didn't really go to COVIDs before.
Gosh, that was funny. I didn't go to concerts before, I don't know. I think I just, I never had the money to pay. And, none of my friends were going. So then it was, I'm not going if none of my friends are going, you know? And now I'm, I should go to concerts. They seem so fun. And, there's so many musicians I want to see play live. But if you didn't know, who's on tour this year? Steve Lacy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but those tickets, oh gosh. I don't know if anyone was keeping up with the whole Steve Lacy tickets debacle, but...
What happened?
They released, and within seconds, I swear seconds, they were all sold out. But I think it's pretty clear that, or this is in my opinion, I thought that it was bots who bought them. Because,
probably.
Yeah, because they were gone at such a quick rate that there's no way that before this album, he wasn't, super, super popular. He was popular, definitely, but he wasn't, I don't think he was, sellout within seconds popular. And then people started reselling his tickets for, $200 a piece. And they were originally sold on websites for, $30. Yeah.
That's so dumb.
No, I know. So I was really upset because...
My understanding was that Steve Lacy was, in the last, 2 years, maybe, he's gotten really, really popular.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I think, this album really propelled him. This past album.
Interesting.
I would say that he was popular. I totally agree. But I think that, right before he released his album, I remember looking, actually, at his Spotify followers. Or Spotify, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, 10 million listeners a month, which is obviously a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A month? Is it a month?
Yeah, it's a month.
versus right after his album, he now is like 22 million.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so he really skyrocketed.
Wow.
You get what, you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Wow, that's crazy. yeah, can the bot stop buying up all of these tickets?
So I think that should genuinely be illegal.
The little person can maybe see a show sometime, but yeah. Also people, you know, no need to mob these artists.
No, I know.
But also, I'm not blaming the people.
No, yeah. I was confused.
The ticket sale process.
Mm-hmm.
That's frustrating. But you know where I went this weekend?
Where?
Did I even tell you about this? I went to Wally's. Wally's is open in Boston now after being closed for COVID.
But so what Wally's is Wally's?
Wally's is essentially like a Boston institution. It's on Mass Ave.
Mm-hmm.
In Boston. And I don't know when it's been open, but like Billie Holiday or Blinky have performed at Wally's.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like a jazz spot. And so, yeah, it was closed down all of COVID. Every single day of the week, they have live music.
Really? Every day?
It's all of the highest caliber. So, like, typically the best Berklee students perform at Wally's.
Oh, wow.
But when I went this weekend, it was like an adult professional jazz band. So some nights are jazz on the weekend. There's like three nights of funk. There's a night of Latin jazz, I want to say. And then there's another night of, what am I missing? Blues. And it was some of the best live music I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my gosh, so, that sounds amazing.
Now that it's open, people.
Yeah.
It's back open.
I'm currently reading the history on Wally's. Opened in 1910.
Yeah, and the owner is the bartender, and it's just a narrow hallway. It's great.
But oh my gosh.
It's also a very famous place.
I'm sure. This man, the man who opened it, died at the age of 101.
Yeah, he was holding on.
That's crazy. Dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
What a great business to have. What a great,
genius.
Yeah.
Shall we? We'll play a little bit of music now.
The next song?
Yeah, let's see. I have to open your computer first. Thanks for listening to us.
Are you ready to play the song?
I'm ready.
Okay, great.
I'm up and running. We'll see you guys in a second.
But all this hugging and all this kissing can't put back together the love we're missing.
We can't keep making up and making up and making up and waking up over again. Making up and making up and making up and breaking up over again.
I know the lyric goes, I've been your fool, but in this case that old line just ain't cool. 'Cause I've been strong, though I've been trying, and I ain't the only one that is up crying.
Making up and breaking up and breaking up and breaking up over again.
Making up and breaking up and breaking up and breaking up
over again.
Mukara, 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 muk
was not a very smooth transition. Apologies.
So we're just so distracted having so much fun here in the studio.
We are. Can people hear me? All right. It is now time for a PSA.
Favorite time of the day, baby.
And you know what? I have a good one this time. A really good one.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen this one before. Numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs. Listen up, folks.
Energy costs. You don't slay.
Mm-hmm. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days.
No way.
Yep. This is what I've been telling people.
Really?
Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions.
No way.
A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s.
Oh, dang.
Numbers to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. A kilowatt hour is the amount of energy a 1,000-watt appliance uses in 1 hour.
Dang!
All statistics sourced from digieconomist.net/Bitcoin energy consumption. And
never heard of them.
It looks like this was produced in April. Oh, wait. Yeah, in April 2022. So relatively recent information.
Pretty legit.
Yeah, that is legit, and I am impressed.
Uh-huh.
Just some numbers to think about. What'd you think of that?
The PSA? Yeah. I think it was a good choice of PSA. Definitely some numbers to think about. I love the numbers to think about PSAs overall, because I always think a little bit about them. But I did know that Bitcoin was bad. I didn't know it was like that bad. And I will say it does make me think, like, what is the future of Bitcoin? And what is the future of, like, Bitcoin is... There are other, like, what's it called? Digital money sources now, right? I mean, not right. I know there are. But I'm like, or cryptocurrencies. That's what I was thinking. Digital monies.
Yeah, I think that all... I generally think that all cryptocurrencies, and correct me if I'm wrong, require, like, an obscene amount of energy.
I'm going to look it up. Because, I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. But I'm also like, wait.
A little bit Bussy. Vaguely confused about the, like, mining process.
Yeah, I know some about it, but I don't understand, like, the intricacies of the process itself, though I know it requires, like, lots of computer power.
Yeah.
And some other details that I don't feel like going into.
Sorry, Namina. Speak over. But it was, I think... sophomore year of high school, people at my school started, like, getting into Bitcoin.
That's pretty early.
I know. Because...
I'm turning off your mic.
My bad. No, I was far away from the mic for that reason.
It was so loud.
Oh, gosh. Not too many people are listening. Yeah, people were, like, buying stuff on, like, weird websites with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That was my first experience.
Yeah, I encountered it in high school for sure.
I'm not. Well, with that. Just something to think about.
Yeah. We're going to play, I guess, I Just Cued a Steve Lacy Song, Elliot.
Oh, the one that I put on the playlist?
Yeah. In honor of the disaster that is his tour, apparently.
Yeah, and in honor of not being able to go to his concert.
Enjoy.
don't you become your daddy. Boy, you show so much promise. It's okay to be unhappy with all this. You got all your priorities mixed up. At least you're not fitting. I'm glad you got out of Naples. What's it like being famous? Do you remember my name? Or do you see a stranger when you look at my face? Cause sometimes I wanna save you from everything, like your problems and the dangers of everyday life. It's impossible to say what you're gonna be, but if you're gonna become someone, well, don't you become your daddy. Boy, you show so much promise. It's okay to be unhappy with all these.
Says I'm wrong. Said I'm dying to meet you, girl. Everybody says I'm wrong. Everybody says I'm wrong. But we keep it going on. Feelings coming on. But the bullshit got too long. Yeah. Says I'm wrong. Says I'm wrong.
that
hey.
Was 100 by Dean Blunt.
100 by Dean Blunt.
Nice.
Nice. It's almost that time. It's almost time to leave you.
I know. Don't be sad. We're sad too. Oh my gosh, I'm about to sneeze.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, suddenly I've been overcome with this small sneezing and blowing my nose fit.
Just in time to be broadcasted live.
It seems as if my nose only wants to be on air. I told Sophia this, but I'm doing modules for class about research and... What is it about? Doing ethical research.
Doing ethical research.
Which is awesome, but...
I feel like that should be more than just a module. Perhaps?
Yeah. I will say it's pretty... When I'm reading through it, it's, you know, it's pretty lengthy. I feel like it's just more of one of those things where, like, if I was actually doing research, I should probably go learn this in person.
Yeah.
Good thing I'm not actually doing research. Yeah, well, you know, I've been debating getting a research job recently.
Really?
Not really.
I've entertained just, like, that myself.
Yeah.
I've entertained that myself.
I'm just like, oh, what if I did that? And then I'm always like, nah. It's one of those things where I'm like, maybe I should just try it once to see if I like it. And I don't, probably don't like it. And then I'll be on with my day.
Yeah, I feel like I should just do it and be like, so after school, in case for some reason I wanted to get into some kind of research-based field.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, I took this course in undergrad.
Well, you know, I took this course. I know, that's the good thing about this weird module thing is that my teacher was like, if you ever do research, it's like really good to have this on your resume. So I'm like, dang
the
you.
The module?
Well, because it's not called a module. It's like, it's literally like, it's a real life training. It's real life training.
Okay. Yeah. Send me the information.
Oh, the IRB.
Drop the link in the chat.
Perf. Well, wait, should we? I guess we can't technically.
We can't technically sign off. We'll sign off after our next song.
Yeah, we'll just do it quick. Okay, yeah. Perfect. We'll do it between songs. See you guys soon.
Let's take a ride. I'm not made out of time.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, you guys got a sneak peek at the final song.
It's okay, we'll talk. Should we talk for just a second to say our goodbyes? Or?
Yeah, we're just going to say our goodbyes.
Should we switch off every word?
Oh my gosh.
This
is
questionable
figures
and
you
are
listening
to
91.5 FM.
WMFO
Medford
Tufts
Freeform
Radio.
Okay, that was actually really smooth.
I know, we killed that.
Okay, see you next week, guys.
Yeah, we enjoyed this so much. You don't even know. You don't even know.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
All
right. Okay, bye. Have a good morning, everyone.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.